Yes. After 4 freaking years of never trying this, I finally got it. So, here's the dealio. This Mountain Dew, right here, is a combination of 3 flavors. Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage. While I have to admit something, okay. While I had Code Red before, I have never, ever had Whiteout or Voltage. Yeah, no shocker, right? But, I don't know. It looks pretty. I have to say, this drink looks really pretty. Because, let's just face it, I love the color purple. It reminds me of Prince, for some reason. Anyways, though, this review's gone off to a really good start because I'm just feeling awkward as fuck today. Yeah, does this have to do with me drinking this sugar-filled drink hours before I have to go to work? Probably. And I kind of feel a little bit iffy about that. Because, yeah, I am kind of a little bit hesitant about this. but I just might as well go ahead and do it because I bought this last night while I was at work. Yeah, so I figured, hey, why not do a review of this? I was meaning to do it last night, but I fell asleep before I even got a chance to do it. We're not going to sleep today. Not right now. Not right now. We are going to do this freaking drink. We're going to drink it and see what we think. Okay, so, yeah. Although I have a feeling that I should try Whiteout and Voltage before I even get into this. Oh, what the hell. I'll just go ahead and open it. Because, yeah, anytime is drinking time. Do I say, hey. Like that Kiss song goes. So let's sniff it. Ooh. This has potential. Yeah. Oh, my voice cracked. This has potential. I'm going through puberty all over again. No. But anyway. No, but this smells like it has potential. That smells really good. It's another one of those drinks you can make a candle out of. Yeah, you could. You really could. I wonder if anybody has made a Mountain Dew candle before. I think I've seen it around. Huh. But I don't think I've ever seen it in stores. But I know there is a Mountain Dew candle somewhere. Somewhere out there. And 4 years ago, I had heard some people say that 4 years ago, this was the drink before Liberty Brew came out, and I've never had Liberty Brew before. Not once. They'll probably bring it out around July 4th, I guess, but I don't know if they're going to keep this throughout Memorial Day till the 4th of July. So, I'm not really sure. I don't know. We'll have to see. I could sniff this all day. It smells real good. So, well, this drink isn't meant for sniffing. It's meant for drinking, and I need to take my first sip. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh! Oh! the same sound I made when I sipped on a Major Melon Mountain Dew. This was the same sound I made when I sipped on it. Oh, let me have another drink. Oh, I kind of get a little excited drinking it. I guess I'm choking on it now. But that is good. I have to admit. Now it kind of makes me want to try Whiteout and Voltage. For some odd reason. To see how those flavors taste separately. But all three of these together? They know what they were doing. They really knew what they were doing. Oh, yeah. This tastes like a frozen pop. That's what it reminds me of. One of those little frozen pop tubes. You know, like the... It reminds me of... Like the blue flavor of it. The blue flavor, almost. Oh, God. This tastes really good. I'll probably even finish this before I even end this audio. But yeah, this has... this is like the perfect flavor for summertime. And it is so good. Oh my God. It tastes like one of those frozen... Like I said, it tastes like one of those frozen pops. Excuse me. It's not a real soda review if there's no burping in it. I'm sorry. That's not my rules. It just happens. Why is my voice breaking today? Am I going through puberty? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like this. I like this a lot. Okay, so if I were to rank the sodas I have done, if I've reviewed, this being the fifth episode of Tark Chooses Her Poison, Tark Picks Her Poison, rather, I would have to say, if I would rank it so far, okay, it would be Major Melon being number one. USA being two. Let's see. What else? Crystal Pepsi. Three. Pepsi Mango being four. And Pepsi Fire being the fifth. Because I didn't really like the cinnamon in that Pepsi that much, really. Yeah, but if you were to ask me, if I had to choose between my two least favorite Pepsi beverages, the Pepsi Mango or the Pepsi Fire, I would choose the Pepsi Mango, honestly, even though it tastes nasty. I would choose Pepsi Mango over Pepsi Fire because Pepsi Fire is just... I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to that. No, 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 no. But, you know, I really like this USA drink. And my blood sugar's probably going to be mad at me for this, but... It's okay. I've got hours to sleep this off before I have to go into work. It's okay. I've got this. I've got this. It's fine. It's fine. Okay? Because, you know why? This drink is worth it. This drink is worth it. Right? It was Major Melon. Yeah. Because this is so good. I can't put it down. I just can't put it down. This has to be. I don't know why I waited. I don't know why I waited so long to drink this drink. I don't know. Probably looking at the nutrition facts. 151% of sugars, added sugars, and then the total sugars is 75 grams. Oh my God. My body's gonna hate me. It's going to hate me so bad. But do I regret buying this drink? No. No, 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 no. I don't regret it one bit. I don't. I really don't. But it kind of makes me wish I've tried the Whiteout and the Voltage separately, though. I've already drank Code Red before. Code Red is real good. But the White Ouch. Is that like white tears or something? I don't know. Anyways, yes. White Out and Voltage separately. See, this is the perfect Franken drink. This is what I'm going to call it. This was a Franken drink before I even thought about doing a Franken drink of my own. See, another person from Twitter had suggested that I mix Pepsi Mango Frostbite Zero, the Mountain Dew Frostbite Zero. If I could find it, that's the problem. I mean, people are saying it's in Walmart, but I haven't found the 20-ounce drink yet. They probably sold them in cans, though. I probably need to go find that. I just maybe I should do that next time. Make a little bit of a tart. A special episode of Tart Pixar Poison, mixing Pepsi Mango with Frostbite Zero. No. Before I do that, I would have to review the Frostbite Zero. That's only natural if I do that. If I could find it, though, that's the frustrating part about it. If I can find it, because where I live, we don't get many of the good stuff that much, I don't think. Damn it. I don't know. Ah! Well, that was the last of it. Ah! Ah, my stomach hurts. But no, I don't regret it. I do not regret that one bit. That was very good. That was really good. No, You know what? I would have to change my mind about the Major Melon being ranked first. excuse me. I would say Duesse being the first. Major Melon being the second. Okay. Crystal Pepsi being third. Pepsi Mango being fourth. And then, finally, Pepsi Fire being fifth in ranking. So, this marks. Ooh, my skin's getting red. I need to. Oh, God, this is bad. Oh, Lord. I am turning red, God. And it's not even from arousal. This is from like my blood sugar. Oh, God. But do I regret it? No. No and no. I do not regret getting that drink. Okay, so I ought to go and drink some water. before I let it get any more out of hand. So I hope you all enjoyed this installment of Tark Pixar Poison, and I will see y'all around to review some more. All right. Aqua Tarkana signing out.